dormant seeding in late fall and into winter can provide some breathing room to busy spring field work. Renovo seed sales specialist Bryce Sutphin reports soils need to be consistently cold for dormant seeding to prevent premature germination.
We want to make sure that each day at around 10 o'clock, soil temperatures or just temperatures overall are below 40 degrees. That seems to give us the best chance at making sure that those seedlings don't germinate. But when in doubt, it's better to be too late because that ensures seeds will stay dormant through the winter than to be too early because then you can risk the loss to frost.
Consistently cold soils typically occur in this region in late November.
But also, too, a good frost seeding seems to be very successful up here, meaning sometime in February to that March time frame.
Sutphin says warm season grasses, like those used in CRP and range plantings, are especially well suited to dormant planting, as they won't germinate until soil temperatures exceed 45 degrees.
The most common would be clovers and grasses and other smaller seeded species here. Smaller seeded species seem to do a good job because they don't have a lot of seedling vigor, so they really don't need to be punched into the ground too deep at all. For most clovers, it's about a quarter inch deep, and for grasses, it would be slightly more than that.
Sutphin advises dormant planting into a firm, clean seedbed, avoiding deep tillage in favor of light tillage to no-till. The goal is to maximize seed-to-soil contact.
Also, rolling or pressing, or a press wheel, after seeding seems to have a lot of good success, too, just to ensure really good seed-to-soil contact.
Dormant seeding just before a snowfall can be beneficial, and early spring moisture typically brings precipitation to spur germination when soil's warm. I'm Pam Geppert reporting on today's Dakota Farm Talk.